Requiring a photo ID to vote is something the governor has supported in principle for years. He authored similar legislation as a member of the state assembly a decade ago. Walker says he's not worried the plan will drive down voter turnout, since photo IDs are so widespread in Wisconsin.
There is no excuse. We need it for public assistance. We need it for just about everything else in life. This is a logical requirement. It's why the overwhelming majority of the people in this state, no matter what political party they're a part of, support this legislation.
Asked whether the plan would sustain a legal challenge, the governor replied,
"Absolutely. I have no doubt about it."
Walker says other states' voter ID laws have been upheld in court. Indiana's law is often cited as an example of a constitutional voter ID plan. But Scott Ross with the group One Wisconsin Now says the bill the governor signed is overly burdensome on voters.
We also believe the state is ill-equipped to be able to administer this law and ensure that legal voters are not denied their right to vote or subject to a poll tax.
Ross says his group is still considering what potential legal challenges could be made against the voter ID law. He says there are key differences between Wisconsin and other states.
I mean, our system is not the same as Indiana's.
For example, Ross says Indiana has more DMV centers with longer hours, making it much easier for residents to obtain a photo ID if they don't have one. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.